Well, it's time now for our press review. There's been a lot of reaction in the papers today to that court ruling we discussed earlier regarding the overturning of Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes convictions. Deepthika Laurent is here with us in studio for more. Deepthi, take us through the reaction to that ruling in New York.
Well, Sharon, New York's highest court, of course, repealed the sex crimes convictions that have been handed down against the disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein in a rather shocking decision that has, of course, sparked anger amongst his numerous supporters in New York Times, relaying some of the anger and shock felt by his accusers, including the actress Ashley Judd, who was actually one of the first women to accuse Harvey Weinstein. Many of them also say they feel distressed and really ultimately let down by the justice system. And this is something that Die Zeit actually picks up on, the German paper, which calls it a drama in this article here, in its headline, saying that that this decision by this court sets back the debate around sexual violence in a major way, because this ruling in particular in New York was a pivotal moment for the Me Too movement. The paper reminding us also of how much effort it took for those women to come forward to testify against Harvey Weinstein, to reveal their ordeals, how his powerful network ensured his impunity. All of that really showing this decision shows how hard it is to prosecute these kinds of abuses, even with the mountains of what seemed like irrefutable proof that they had against Harvey Weinstein. Even more worrisome, the impact that this decision could have on public statements made by victims coming forward in the future against other accusers or other perpetrators. They could find themselves up for more scrutiny and more reinterpretation as a result of this momentous New York ruling that just came down.
And there's also debate as well, Deepthi, about the impact that this could have on Weinstein's other conviction.
Yeah, Sharon, it's actually very interesting. The Guardian's talking about it today. What does this ruling mean for his L.A. conviction? Of course, for the moment, Weinstein, that L.A. conviction still holds. He still faces several decades in prison. As the Guardian notes, the New York ruling was really considered the most important, and the L.A. conviction was seen as sort of something that would just reinforce that decision. Now, given what's happened in New York, this L.A. conviction has taken on new importance in ensuring that Harvey Weinstein stays in prison. It does, though, bolster the Weinstein team's efforts at appealing in L.A. in the future, nonetheless.
Moving on to a much lighter story than Deepthi, it's perhaps the most famous artwork in the world, the Mona Lisa at the Louvre, of course. A mysterious association is making headlines. It says it's the real owner and it wants the painting back.
That's right. This story garnering a lot of attention in the French press, but I haven't seen a lot elsewhere this Friday. It is France's highest civil administration court, the Council of the State Court, will decide. Has decided on a case brought forward by International Restitutions. That's a rather mysterious association. They've been in court without a lawyer, without known headquarters. Not much is known about this association. They claim to represent the descendants of the heirs of Leonardo da Vinci. They're demanding that the painting be restituted to them. If the court rules in their favor, actually the court has ruled, but that verdict has not been handed down, has not been made public, rather. According to 20 Minutes, this street paper here, the association really acts on behalf of seeking the restitution or return of works that were stolen or fraudulently acquired to its rightful owner. The Le Figaro, the French paper, reminding us that Leonardo da Vinci was under the protection of King Francis I during the winter of 1516 after he fell into disgrace with the Medicis. He offered La Joconde, the Mona Lisa painting, and other works to the French monarch in exchange for his security. La Joconde has been at the Louvre since 1797, It's unlikely that the court would have ruled in favor of the association. In any case, a previous verdict by the same association over the Louvre Museum's possession of archaeological artifacts taken from China between 1915 and 1923 ruled, in that case, the court ruled against this association.
Finally, Deepti, a new study in a peer-reviewed American journal claims that AI and face recognition can accurately predict a person's political affiliation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. It's in Gizmodo today, Sharon. Researchers at Stanford University asked almost 600 participants to answer a questionnaire around their political affiliations. Their faces were then scanned by an artificial intelligence algorithm that tried to guess what their political leaning is. And apparently, the algorithm's predictions were highly accurate when it had the person's age, gender, and ethnicity. It was also highly accurate when it didn't have this information. According to the analysts, liberals and conservatives have very different face morphologies. Liberals apparently have smaller faces and chins and lips and noses that point downwards. By that logic, Gizmodo says, if you have a, quote, big fat face, there's a good chance you might be a Trump supporter.
Deepti, thanks so much for that. That's Deepti Laurent joining us there with our press review.